Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is 9 o'clock. It is Saturday morning, and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the world on iHeartRadio. So it's a beautiful Saturday. I imagine we're probably not going to have a lot of listeners because I think everybody's going to be out and about today. Absolutely gorgeous day. We're definitely getting spring fever right now. I think the weather is, well, it's supposed to get nice all week, and I think the rain is just about done. We can see some flowers coming up, and the golf courses are starting to get ready. In fact, I got my first outing next Saturday, and I'm extremely excited for that. And got some practice in yesterday, and boy, I'll tell you though, but the real estate market is really starting to pick up. So we've got a great show today. My guest today is a returning guest and one of my sponsors, Adam Kroc from Area Wide Home Inspection. Good morning, Adam.
Hello.
How you doing this?
Oh, I'm okay.
Are you sure? When we were talking before, you sound like you were falling apart.
Yeah, I am. I am. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm trying to keep moving.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
Well, I can imagine you are probably swamped this time of year right now.
It's starting to get stupid.
Yeah.
I think this week we had, I think, 9 clients, which means...
9, wow.
Yeah, which that means there's one a day for me and Kevin.
Yeah.
Except for one day. I took off because I had some other stuff to do. But,
sure.
But it's my business. I take off.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, no, we had 9 clients, so I mean that means the week was full. Really, it's full at 10, but you know,
right.
That way we each have like you know 5 a week, one a day.
Yeah. There you go. Well, hey, man, that you know that keeps food on the table, and well, at least keeps you thin.
Man, I'm telling you, it's like my wife is pregnant, and she's trying to get all these steps a day. You
is
know?
She really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Man, I can't remember who I've told and who I haven't. She's like 7 months. She's entering her 8th month right now.
Oh, my gosh.
She's
Well, now, are you going to have to take some time off?
I'm going to take a week or two.
Well,
yeah.
What do you got, boy or girl coming?
Girl.
And this is number?
2.
Number 2?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So that just means less sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to survive, man.
That's what the 2 weeks off is for, is so I can adjust and adapt and figure out what the new sleep pattern is going to be before I have to try to go back to doing inspections, because during that time it's just going to be Kevin doing inspections.
Oh wow.
And I'll be answering phones and stuff and booking him jobs,
right?
And maybe doing some radon work. So I mean, because he doesn't have that license and I do.
Oh,
so
yeah, gotcha.
If we have clients at that time that are going to be requiring radon, I'll probably have the ability to run out for an hour here and an hour there to set a radon monitor or pick one up. But to have, you know, be gone from the home for 5 or 6 hours for that first week or two after my wife gives birth.
No, I can't
do that.
That's going to be like next to impossible.
Yeah. I want to stay at home during that time.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't have kids, so, but I know I have enough clients and enough friends that do. So, I mean, I understand that, you know, once that child arrives, it's, you know, lack of sleep and it's, you know, you got the baby monitors and you're up in the middle of the night, either changing diapers, baby cries. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, so yeah, I totally get it. And perfect timing right here in the busiest part of our real estate year.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was like last year we were crushed busy and like Kevin was like, hey, I got my trip, my annual vacation. He's like, I want to go. And like he had told me way ahead of time where he was going and everything. And I was just like, all right, cool. Well, it was in July. And I think while he was going for 2 weeks because he went to Africa. So like he went over and did like 7 safaris. It was nuts. And during that time, I think I turned away about 20 inspections.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he got back, he was like, he's like, man, that was a good time. I was like, I know. I was like, man, next year, can you do it like on a different month maybe? Because usually July is bonkers.
July is usually
the busiest month for us. And then it's a toss-up after that. Afterwards, like a second place is either March, April, or mm-hmm. May.
Yeah.
And it's usually not May because that's when kids are like getting out of school and families are like maybe going out of town for a minute and they don't know what they're doing and, you know, they're trying to finish that. So it kind of gets slow for like a week. So, but I don't know. I've been doing this almost 12 years. So it's, I mean, every
you
year
know
it
your
seems,
patterns.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, you know, July is bonkers. We had a very, very busy October this last year in 25.
Yeah. Like I did too.
It was weird October. Like it was a lot. It was very strange.
I think a lot of that was because, you know, the housing market was starting to take a shift.
Yeah.
And it's still actually kind of shifting where it's more balanced now, right? So
yeah,
sellers are having to be a little more either reasonable on their pricing or they really have to be savvy in getting their homes together that's part of the show today. Getting their homes together for putting it on the market because buyers now have the opportunity to be a little more picky.
Yeah, they can negotiate.
They can negotiate a little bit. Right.
Yeah.
So that's on the show today. Adam's obviously here. It is the first of the month. So as we all know, there is a little trivia contest that I run every month. Where am I in Cincinnati? So we will have Where Am I in Cincinnati coming up here. In a little bit, we also have a top 10 list. So one of the, you know, interesting, you know, there's always every day of the year, it seems like it's a holiday of some sort, right? they proclaim it to be, you know, like, you know, pet rock day or something like that. You know, there's always a different holiday. So, okay. So for today, here are the different holidays. Okay. So it's Alexander Graham Bell Day, Jose Abad Santos Day. I don't even know who the heck he is. National Be Heard Day, so get out there and speak, everybody. National Ben Day, so if your name is Ben, congratulations, this is your day.
Awesome.
National Cereal Day. How about National Cooper Day? So if your last name is Cooper, hey, there you go. National Crown Roast of Pork Day.
Crown.
So I guess that's what I'm going to have for dinner, you know? It's Flapjack Day, too. National Flapjack Day. So, you know, I think IHOP's going to be busy.
Yeah, but probably.
It's Plant Power Day. So I guess that makes sense. It's March, you know, if you get ready to start working on your garden.
Hey, things are still getting greener out there.
Okay, here's a funny one. And this is actually true. You can actually look this up. Sock Monkey Day. Sock monkey. Remember like you were in school and you had the little...
Yeah, okay.
Put a sock on your hand and it... So Sock Monkey Day.
Sock Monkey.
I don't know where the heck... You know, I don't know what these folks are smoking that come up with these different... how to make these holidays what they are, but that's kind of funny. And then finally it is International Women's Week. So that's awesome. So celebrate the women in your lives.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, your wife's about to have a baby, so I'm sure you're going to be bending over for her needs left, you know, hand over fist whenever
much
she
as needs. I can.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And mom, if you're out there listening, I love you. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. So but I tell you what, so the top 10 list, right? All right. So it's National Cereal Day. So I kind of did some, you know, research when I do my top 10 lists, right? And here are 10 of the most popular cereals in the United States today, all right? So number 10 is Honey Bunches of Oats. Number 9 is Cocoa Puffs. Remember those commercials?
Yeah,
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Number 8 is Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah.
I think of the original because, you know, they've got like three different varieties of Cap'n Crunch. I think they have the strawberry and...
Peanut butter.
And peanut butter. Oh, God, that peanut butter. Oh, awesome. Boy. Yeah. Number 7 is Reese's Puffs.
I remember those, too.
Oh, yeah. Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yes.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Frosted Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
They're magically delicious. Number 5.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Frosted Flakes. They're great.
Yes.
All right. Number 3 is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yep.
Number 2 is Cheerios.
Really?
And number 1 is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, okay.
So Honey Nut Cheerios. How did Rice Krispies... I don't know how Rice Krispies didn't make this list.
I don't either.
I think people like the Rice Krispie treats more than the cereal itself.
Yeah,
so, you know,
so
Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, go back to our childhoods, right? When, you know, all the commercials, the Count Chocula commercials, the Captain Crunch commercials, the... what was the one with the rabbit? Twix are for kids?
Trix.
Yeah, tricks are for kids. Yeah. So all those commercials, the cereal commercials, unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, those cereal commercials were great when we were kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 80s, yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so what was your, so if you're out there listening, what's your favorite cereal? Call in and tell us, 513-563-1480. Also this week is, well, actually not this week, but coming up, and I imagine the guys next show will probably talk about it a little bit. The Auto Expo is coming back. To Cincinnati. So March 26th through 29th, it will be held at the newly renovated First Financial Center, which is now the convention center. Obviously, you know, corporate rights. Somebody has to pay to put their name on something. Yeah. In downtown Cincinnati, yep. So it's going to be 26th through 29th. It's going to showcase cars, crossovers, electronic vehicles, trucks, and SUVs, plus the Dream Machine Boulevard and Safe Travel Family Zone. So I'm not exactly sure what that is, but if you think about all of the advances that have come into cars and safety and everything else over the past, 15, 20 years. Well, I mean, now they're talking about autonomous cars. I mean, all this autonomous car thing. I don't ever think I could trust that.
No.
I really don't. You know, I like having control. I like having the steering wheel in my hands. You know, I mean, I get it. Yeah. If you're drowsy and you're driving, and if you can turn on the automatic and let it drive itself, but I just can't.
My whole thing with that is it's like if a few people are doing it, scares crap out of me. Everybody has to be doing it. All the cars must be that way, so they're smart enough to not smash into one another. That's the thing. Like, it's got to be like this massive grid of vehicles that are all smart and can communicate with one another so they don't have wrecks and accidents.
Exactly.
And so that there's not congestion in traffic and it's all operates on a timely feature.
Right.
So that all those features are what needs to happen, and that ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
So no, I'm not going to trust that stuff.
I'm not going to trust it either. Oh, by the way, before we forget, as many of you know, or if you don't know, today is daylight savings time. So I believe it is tonight at 2 a.m. At 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or somewhere in there, you set your clocks forward. So why do they call it savings? Because that's a bunch of garbage. You're not saving anything. You're actually giving an hour away.
No.
So, but you know what? It is what it is. But you know what? But on the bright side of that, it just means that it's going to be lighter longer.
Yeah.
I can play golf till about 9 o'clock at night. So, and really, no, seriously, do folks, I do work. I don't always play golf. Although, yesterday with the guys, we were at All In Golf over there on Beachmont at 8 Mile, you know, playing the simulator, getting practice in, whatever. And we looked at our, like, the calendar of what we did last year, and we did 21 outings last spring and summer and fall. Hey. 21. So that's our record. Hey. I think we're going to, I don't know if we're going to match that, but I'll tell you what, as busy as I've been, it's, because interest rates have come down, right? Yeah. Interest rates are now below 6%, which is great. The Home Forever program, that's the grants that the federal government gives to lending institutions, are going into effect April 1st. Okay. So it's up to $20,000 for home buyers for grants for down payment and closing costs.
Yeah.
Now the trick to that is, though, you have to be under contract. So, like with my home buyers, and I've got several that are working on getting their pre-approvals right now. Once we get out and start looking, if they want to apply for that, we've got to get under contract first before they can apply for those funds.
Oh, I see.
But they are first come, first serve. So that's the thing to remember, folks. Those, even though those funds come out once a year, every year, and the amounts generally change. Last year, I think it was $25,000 up to, and now it's up to $20,000. And there are, I believe there are credit requirements and income restrictions, just like with everything. However, they are first come, first serve. So if you are looking out there, if you are buying, if you are working with an agent, ask them about it. Ask your lender about it. Generally, those funds are with the bigger banks like PNC, U.S. Bank, Huntington. Huntington has always been wonderful. And Kathy Mertz at Huntington Bank, she's amazing. She's an amazing loan officer.
Yes, she is.
Yep. So
we're doing an inspection for one of her clients this week. Yeah.
Rick, and of course, there's also one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick at All Western Mortgage. He is the best when it comes to knowing these programs, because Rick's been doing this for 26 years. He's also a sponsor of the show. So there's a shout out to Rick. Rick, if you're listening, go make some money, buddy. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some good real estate topics. We're going to do the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia and some more fun with Adam. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The Greatest Hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour. The Greatest Hits.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24-monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Tasty brew, friendly crew, and a great menu. All this and more is what you will find at the Indian Mound Cafe, a great neighborhood cafe located in the heart of Norwood. Crave a great burger, chicken wing, homemade soup, and the best gumbo in town, then the Indian Mound Cafe is the place for you. Enjoy one of our daily specials or a house salad and a soup of the day. Easy to get to, just a half mile north of the Norwood Lateral at 5226 Montgomery Road. Come down to the mound.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the place on the iHeartRadio app. If you want to give us a call and talk to me or Adam today, or ask us a question, 513-563-1480. So, every month, this is a little something I like to do. There's a little prize, a $25 gift card that's attached to the Where Am I in Cincinnati trivia contest. So we're going to give you some clues, and the first caller to call in and give us the correct location of where we are in Cincinnati, I will send a $25 gift card out to you, which would be great for some iced coffee or buy some new flowers for your garden, whatever the case is. Of course, I don't think 25 bucks really buys too much these days, but what the heck? It's 25 bucks you didn't have before you woke up this morning. So here we go.
That's right.
All right. Where am I in Cincinnati? I am a Cincinnati iconic location that was built in 1931. I have been on TV as the Hall of Justice for Super Friends cartoon back in the 80s. Right now, I am known for some of the art and murals that are inside the rotunda of my building. And you could actually watch movies in one of the parts of where I am located. And actually, there are lots of exhibits and lots of historical items that you can see as you walk throughout the halls. But the most important thing was, back in the 1930s and during World War II, the war effort came through my area a lot because train traffic And I think that's probably going to be the clue that gives it away. So yeah. If you know where I am in Cincinnati from those clues, give us a call, 513-563-1480. Tell me where I am in Cincinnati, and I have a $25 gift card waiting for you. Okay, so on to some real estate topics. And actually, I think we might have somebody, our Dan, the awesome producer, is talking with someone right now. So we might actually have a caller who knows the answer. All right, so as we wait for that, beginning of the show, we were talking a little bit about home buying, right, for this year, and how home buyers are being a little more smart and savvy and being a little more picky about why or what home they choose to put an offer on. So one of the things that and before we get to that, we do have a caller on the line. So let's talk to Dina. Dina, welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I am fantastic. I should be on a golf course right now, but you know what? I'll take this.
Okay.
So you got the clues. Are you? Do you know where I am in Cincinnati?
Yes, the Union Terminal.
Hey, congratulations! Yes, you are absolutely correct. Have you been down there recently? Have you seen some of the exhibits?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to soon.
You know what? I think the Auschwitz exhibit is still down there, and I've heard that that is an extremely awe-inspiring and powerful exhibit to go look at. Last time I was there, I went down to see the Titanic exhibit a couple times, and even that was a it was kind of jaw-dropping. So absolutely incredible. So, well, hey, Adina, listen.
I know I went to see the Titanic exhibit down at Gatlinburg, and that was an eye opener.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, I mean, because you're getting artifacts from the actual wreck. I mean, there was one of the cases was like one of the enclosed cases. They actually drilled some small holes because you could still smell the perfume coming out of one of the bottles.
Hmm. Oh my goodness, that's fantastic.
That was kind of intense to kind of experience that. That's one of the. It's like you know, there's certain points in your life that you just never forget. That's one of those things I will never forget. Hmm. Is walking through
experience. I definitely need to go down there then.
Well, yes, you should. All right. Well, I tell you what, Adina. Is it Adina? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Stay on the line. My producer, Dan, is going to get your information, and I've got a $25 gift card coming to you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for calling, Adina. I really appreciate you, and you have yourself a great weekend, okay?
Yes, you also.
All right. Take care now. All right. So yeah, that Titanic exhibit was just something else. Yeah. But you know that's something that we should never as a society get rid of. We should always, and I mean always, preserve our history as best we can.
Oh yeah.
You know, because again, these are whether it's good history or bad history, like Auschwitz, Titanic, these were not bright spots in human history.
No,
right?
Can't forget about them.
But it reminds us of how we should be, of like how we can evolve and how we can be better when you walk through and you see those kinds of exhibits. So, I haven't been to the Auschwitz exhibit yet. I would love to get down there and go. But
I haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. So back to some real estate here. So talking about, savvy home buyers. So one of the things that I think a lot of people are looking for now, because one of the challenges that we talk about week over week is affordability. And one of those affordability factors is gas and electric, your utility costs, right? Utility costs. And I know a lot of people right now are probably fuming that they got their utility bills and they're like, holy Moses. I mean, my bill is generally, and I live in a little townhome in Anderson Township, right? So, my gas electric bill, well, actually my electric bill is usually around $120, $130.
Right.
But through the wintertime, my last one was $340. So it was like, it was almost triple what it used to be,
right,
what it usually is. So, and I understand because, it was freezing and you had the furnace was running essentially all day, all
non-stop.
Night,
yeah.
Nonstop. So you're using more kilowatts and whatever. So, But a lot of folks get that sticker shock when they get their bills. So it used to be that energy efficiency was a niche interest. Today, it's a necessity. With energy prices fluctuating and the tech inside our homes becoming more advanced, the gap between a standard home and an efficient home has widened. According to industry experts, heating and cooling account for nearly half of the average home's energy use. By choosing the right features, you aren't just helping the planet, you're insulating yourself, pun intended, against rising costs. Efficiency is the first fuel. Before you look at how you generate power, you have to look at how much you're wasting, right? So the foundation for these topics is insulation, right? And the home envelope that we'll explain that here.
Right.
Think of your home like a high-quality winter coat. It doesn't matter how much you heat yourself. If the zipper is broken and the sleeves have holes, in real estate, we call this the envelope, right? So in 2026, the standard for a truly efficient home has climbed. Many older homes might have R19 or R30, and these are different types of insulation that are out there. But if you want to see real savings, you should look at R44 attic insulation. So that standard has risen. This keeps the heat where it belongs, inside during the winter and outside during the summer. Upgrading or finding a home with 300 to 350 millimeters loft depth can reduce your heating needs by up to 40%. And you can speak to this, right? Because that's something that you look at on every inspection.
For the attic. Because obviously we can't see behind walls. I mean, you know, the only way you can tell if a wall has been insulated is if you saw it while it was being built, or if somebody has retroactively cut a hole in the wall for something and you can see that there's batted insulation or blown in insulation or whatever in the wall. So, but we look at every attic every day as long as it's accessible. So when, like, some of these attics are not accessible, we've done some homes. It's usually about, I don't know, once a month, see a home with no attic access that has an attic, but there's just no access. It's been drywalled over, finished over, or whatever, or just it was originally built that way.
Right.
But either way, the attics that we do look at, doesn't matter if it's a stick our arm up in there because that's all you can get with a flashlight and take pictures because you can't even get your shoulders through the hole because the opening's the size of a shoebox lid.
Oh, yeah. In
the old homes. So it can be anything from that up to a pull-down ladder to where you can get up in it and walk around. But either way, we're looking for – that is one of the many, many things that we are looking for in the attic is, like, the type of insulation – in the depth of the insulation, and then was it installed properly? And if it was added to over the course of time because it's a 40 or 50 year old house and the homeowner has added to it, did they mix it? Because if they mixed it, that's not good.
You mean like blown in and, or like blown in cellulose and the rolled? And,
So they insulate differently. When you have cellulose, is going to be a different insulator than fiberglass.
Sure.
It has different qualities as far as the way it insulates. So it can, when you mix it, it can produce the possibility of condensation formation in the attic.
Oh, yeah.
Because one insulates differently than the other. So you put one over top of the other, and then it gets to a different thermal barrier. It can create that condensation formation, and then that can lead to mold growth. So anytime
that's the last thing we want to see in an attic.
Right, absolutely. And the notes that I put in our reports that for insufficient insulation, sometimes it's major because it's going to cost more than $1,000 to add another 6 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's just, it's not too bad. You might get a couple bags and blow it in and even it out because it's already loose fill blown in insulation. Just get a couple more bags of that. But right in the note, in our recommendation on every single report that goes in, says don't mix the insulation. Please add more of the same on every note. Every report that we put that note on, it says don't mix it.
I think that's absolutely critical. So there you go. So this is great. So as we go through these topics, Adam can put in his 2 cents worth as an inspector to help you guys along. So, okay, so the second thing here is triple pane windows.
They're awesome.
So double pane was the gold standard for a long time, but triple pane and quad pane, now quad pane windows are the new benchmarks. These windows use low E coatings and argon gas to act as a massive barrier against temperature transfer. Plus, they make your home incredibly quiet, which is also a very good thing, especially with, you know, if you live near one of the interstates, one of the main roads. Right. So a huge win for families with napping toddlers or anyone working from home. So you're about to have a baby. So triple pane and quad pane windows. Quad pane. Wow.
I have not.
I know about triple pane. I know about quad pane.
Man, I've done a lot of homes in Indian Hill, and I have not seen quad pane windows yet. Like, I don't know. I haven't seen any. Maybe it's not at this latitude, like geographically. Maybe it's further north, maybe for colder temperatures, but I haven't seen them here.
Well, it'll be something to investigate because we got several places like Gilkey and Anderson, Windows and some others. So anyway, all right, so we got a couple more topics to talk about on this, and Adam will give us some more information about inspections and radon testing and sewer scopes. So you are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans or rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
Hey, Cincinnati! America's greatest hot rod tradition is back. The 65th annual O'Reilly Auto Parts Cavalcade of Customs. March 13th through 15th at the newly remodeled First Financial Center. See the country's top customs, hot rods, muscle cars, trucks, tuners, and more. Families will love the amazing Megamorph transforming robot car and the InGen Type 6 utility vehicle from Jurassic World. Check out Survivor's Alley with traditional hot rods and customs, bicycle, historic race car, and on Saturday, see the Pinup Girl Contest. Catch the Dukes of Hazzard reunion with Cars and Stars. See the General Lee, Uncle Jesse's truck, Daisy's Jeep, Roscoe's police car, and Boss Hogg's Cadillac. Saturday, meet the Dukes, Catherine Bach, and John Schneider. Sunday, meet WWE Hall of Famer Kevin Nash. The O'Reilly Auto Parts Cavalcade of Customs. March 13th through 15th at the First Financial Center. Discount tickets at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Part of the Summer Racing Equipment Show Car Series. See World WorldOfWheels.com for more info.
Many people are staying in their home rather than enduring the hassle and expense of moving. Why not renovate and keep your low-interest loan? Sloan Construction specializes in all phases of home remodeling services. Put Sloan Construction's 30 years of experience to work on your remodeling project. Whether it's a kitchen or bathroom remodel, patio deck, room addition, or decorative concrete, you can trust Sloan Construction. Call Mike Sloan today to discuss your home plan. 859-462-9365. That's 859-462-9365.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
Here's a tale of Tina searching up and down for decent GLP-1s, but got spun around.
Till good RX wrote in, hey, we got something new. GLP-1 prescriptions, all FDA approved.
Brand name meds, no flags in a red.
Clear pricing from the start. None of those hidden fees in your cart.
Delivered to your door or pick up same day. Darn tootin'.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
I put it to goodrx.com/weightloss. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, 99.5 FM, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the place on iHeartRadio. If you want to call in and ask me or Adam a question, because we're going over a lot of great stuff today, 513-563-1480. We would love to hear from you and ask us a question. So before we went to break, we were discussing the smart and savvy homeowner. We're going through some great ways to look at homes or things that people are doing to their homes or should do to their homes, especially in this market where you're looking at buyers that are a little more savvy about where they're going to spend their money. And if you want to make your house stand out, these are some ways to do it. Mm-hmm. So we talked about insulation, what kind of insulation? You know, there's a new standard, R44. We talked about triple pane and quad pane windows, which I have not really seen those advertised here locally in Cincinnati. I'm sure they're here, and I can only imagine the cost of them. However, if you were looking at your home budget, right, and if you were to install these types of windows, quad pane, triple pane windows. And what is the average efficiency? What is the average energy savings on those types of windows? Subtract that from your energy bill and see how long it would take you to
recover
like,
your money.
Yeah, if it's like 20%, a 20%, 30% savings, take 30% off of your average energy bill and see how long it would take you to get to pay that back. But what I but the other thing too is if you're trying to sell your house for top dollar, okay, if you're trying to go to top of market, let's say your home is valued at, you know, $350,000. If you want to get $350,000, if you do some of these things, you do update your home in with some of these tips that we're giving you today, more than likely you'll be able to get that. Even if, unless you are in a hot neighborhood like Mason or Westchester or Sycamore Schools. I mean, because most people move into those areas for the school district.
Right.
Right. So, but we have a few more tips here for you. So the next tip is air sealing. Now, this may sealing being S-E-A-L, not sealing like you're going to touch the ceiling.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, you just got to, sometimes you just got to, clarify.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Now, this may sound small, but those tiny gaps around windows, doors, and light fixtures act like a thousand little straws sucking money right out of your house. Identifying and sealing these leaks is one of the most cost-effective upgrades a homeowner can make. So even if you can't or don't want to, or it's not in your budget to buy new windows and add another 2 to 3 inches or 5 inches worth of insulation in your home, if you can find where the air is leaking out of your house, then you can cover that or seal it, and then that's going to save you a lot of money right there.
That is very true. And the other thing, that's a double-edged sword.
Okay.
Because of where we live. Where we live in an area that's high in radon.
Oh, yeah.
So the tighter you make your house, the more concentrated the radon level becomes in that house.
Really?
Because it cannot escape. Yes.
Oh.
So that's why these mitigation systems, the mitigation systems that these guys put in around the city, like all the mitigators, what they're doing is depressurizing the house. Because a lot of the modern construction is so tight. Like the stuff that's been built in the last 20 to 30 years, they seal up everything. They do the blower door tests when they build the houses.
Where
the efficiency people come in and do all
that
stuff.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. So that because those buildings are tight, man, they're higher in radon.
Well, a lot of HVAC companies are doing that too. A lot of HVAC companies can offer that air escape service to see where your deficiencies in the house are and how you can seal it up.
And improve it,
And improve it. So, next segment, when we talk about radon, I mean, I want you to bring that up because those mitigation systems, you know, a lot of times people don't really think about that, but there is a way to check to see what the average radon numbers look like in your area. So anyway, we'll get to all that. So what else can we do? Well, let's look at heating and cooling. These are the big money savers. So if your furnace or AC unit is more than 10 to 15 years old, it's likely a budget vampire. Modern systems are leaps and bounds ahead of what was available even a decade ago. And some of the best, and this is just from my experience, your experience out there might be different, Adam, same as you, but brands like Carrier's like one of the best out there. Train is also a very good one. But a lot of times, investors use Goodman.
Right.
Now, Goodman is not a bad product, but it doesn't have the kind of life expectancy that a Carrier or a Train would have.
Correct.
Right. So, things to think about. If you're thinking about selling your home and you are in that position where your HVAC system is 10 to 15 years old and you want to just have an inexpensive replacement, get a Goodman.
Yeah.
Right, you'll get the house sold. It's brand new. People are like, hey, great, brand new. But the smart agent or the good inspector will say this is only going to last you for a few years. All right, so the rise of the heat pump. Heat pumps are the superstars of 2026. Unlike traditional furnaces that generate heat, heat pumps move heat. They can produce three to four units of heat for every unit of electricity they use. When paired with a well-insulated home, the savings are staggering.
I grew up with a heat pump because it was wood stoves before that, and I have a heat pump now. I've always had a heat pump
my
entire life. And that is very, very true. As long as you keep up with the refrigerant standards and you do change out your equipment when the refrigerant in it becomes scheduled to be removed from the EPA list. So,
R22
is pretty much gone. Like, yeah. If you can find it, it's so expensive, a pound or whatever, you know. And the equipment that's being that's using that stuff is dinosaurs. So, I mean, it might work great. And it does. I mean, 22 will freeze you out of a place. But, you know, anyway, when 410A is going to be scheduled to be removed too, I think it's sometime in the 2030s.
Really?
So, yeah, they're using 454B, I think is what it is now, and some of the new equipment.
Okay.
And then there's another one that's some R number. I can't remember what it is. I read an article about it a few months ago. But anyway, these new refrigerants are supposed to be even better as far as super efficient, like, and green, supposedly, which...
That's always the movement is the green. Yeah.
But the way that those things work is fantastic. I mean, heat pumps, it's heat transfer through the refrigerant, and then the blower and the air handler, your furnace, even though it's not really a furnace, everybody calls it a furnace, even inspectors, but it's an air handler with an A coil in it with emergency heat backup, which is usually a couple breakers on the air handler. Yep. So that's that way, if your heat pump ever quits working, you're not going to freeze to death. And people are like, oh, so does that work for cooling? I'm like, no, there's no emergency cooling. You open some windows and turn some fans on.
I was gonna say, it's called open
stuff.
Up your freezer and stick your head in it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like,
that's your emergency cooling.
Go outside and sit in some shade if it's hotter in the house, you know?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
But no, the emergency heat is important, you know, on those heat pump systems. But really, that's just an air handler. So that A coil inside of that air handler, depending on whether you have it on heat or cold, gets the refrigerant either gets heated up or cools, and then the blower blows over that, and then you get the either hot or cold air out your register vents. So you can also go out to the heat pump outside in the wintertime or the summertime, depending on what it is you got. Like in the summertime, you can hold your hand over top of that heat pump in the summertime, and it's hot air coming off of that heat pump, hotter than the outside air, because it's pulling that heat from the inside of your house out.
Well, and one last thing before we go to break here, our tankless water heaters. So traditional water heaters keep a giant tank of water 24/7, even when you're asleep or on vacation. But tankless water heaters operating at around 96% efficiency heat water on demand. Yeah. So something else to think about. So some great tips. We got a couple more, and Adam's going to talk about inspections and radons and stuff when we come back from break. So you're listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, live in concert.
Listen to the metal and rain.
The Indigo Park Tour.
Over these days, be your delight, as if you're a living.
April 9th at Taft Theater.
Watch all these drawn lines, trace your life.
Performing selections from his new album and other favorites. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com or the Taft Theater box office. Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers.
The intrinsic value of gold has never been more valuable or in demand than in today's uncertain economic environment. If you're considering selling gold jewelry or coins, or if you're just curious as to its value, Beal Brothers Jewelers stands ready to provide you with a trusted, respected appraisal and pay top dollar. Beal Brothers Jewelers also sells gold at competitive prices. Beal Brothers Jewelers has been serving the tri-state as a family-owned business from the same Newport location for over 100 years. From bridal jewelry, diamonds, wedding bands, to custom pieces and gifts, Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they'll be able to assist with satisfying your jewelry needs. Visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431, or visit BealBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Dr. Peck does tremendous work for his patients in cosmetic dentistry. We took some care in selecting a natural color to my face. It looks good, but it functions very well. Getting a smile that I feel is natural has been a worthy investment. Dr. Peck is talented in cosmetic dentistry.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Jack, and I love my new smile.
See/terms of service. Most protein bars are packed with sugar, carbs, and unpronounceable ingredients. There's a much better option. I'm Will, and I crafted IQ Bar plant protein bars with clean, functional, delicious ingredients to empower doers like you with superior brain and body fuel.
Now you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping when you text RADIO to 64000. That's RADIO to 64000.
All right, welcome back everyone to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and all over the world with the iHeartRadio app. We're into the home stretch here. And just want to thank everyone for listening in and give a shout out to my sponsor, one of my sponsors, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage, as we're getting into the spring market. Give Rick a call. Look him up at allwesternmortgage.com and talk to him about your home buying needs or refinancing, because, like I said, interest rates are coming down and it's going to be, I think, a good season for home buying. So, and while we're also talking about home buying, you know, we have been talking about some of these tips, and we've gone over insulation, we've gone over HVAC, we've gone over a lot of different topics here in the last one, and then I've got one other thing that's going to actually also help home buyers, but smart tech. So let your home do the hard work. We've all heard that of smart thermostats, but in 2026, the tech has matured. It's no longer just a fancy gadget. It's a financial tool. So smart thermostats are so Energy Star certified models can save you up to 23% on annual heating and cooling costs. They learn your schedule, know when you've left the house, and can even be controlled from your phone while you're at the grocery store. And there's also now smart zoning systems. So instead of heating the whole house just to stay warm in your home office, zoning systems allow you to heat only the rooms you're using. This can cut heating energy use by 15 to 30% without requiring a full system overhaul. So some things to really think about. So there's, you know, technology, again, it's great when it works and it can be our best friend. It could also be our worst enemy. Mm-hmm. However, if technology, in this kind of technology, can help you with reducing some of the costs inside of your own home, take advantage of it, investigate it. Mm-hmm. You can call me and I can give you some information about it as well. You know, my number 513-56, that's the station's number. 513-227-4284 is my personal number. Sorry, I haven't had enough coffee yet today. But you know what? Before Adam talks a little bit about radon, I want to bring this up real quick, because when a home buyer gives me a call and I need to have them talk with a lender about getting pre-approved, once you fill out an online application, there's this thing that's called trigger leads. It will actually, because that information is pretty much gets out to the internet, and people and other lenders, because a lot of folks get these spam phone calls from other lenders saying, "Hey, you're looking. I see you're looking for a mortgage. Would you like a competitive blah 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 blah?" And most people are like, "Stop bugging me." Just like, you know, I get this the spam texts about healthcare. You know, so the Home Buyers Privacy Protection Act bans trigger leads started March 5th. So violators. Violators face regulatory fines and damages of up to $1,500. And Redfin.com reported that home purchase cancellations reached record highs, which that's a different topic. But home buyers will no longer be hit with a flood of unsolicited financing options when they apply for a mortgage approval. The end result of banning trigger leads. The Home Buyers Privacy Act, Protection Act, signed into law last year, kicked in March 5th. It allows home buyers to sue for violations with potential damages reaching up to $1,500, and violators also subject to regulatory enforcement. So if you go out and you apply for a loan, whether it be with Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage or any bank or whatever, if anybody calls you and says, "Hey, I saw that you were applying for a mortgage. You know, I'm with da-da-da-da-da. Would you like a competitive quote?" You can say, "Leave me the hell alone, or I'm going to sue you because of this act."
Right.
So I think that's going to really be a good positive change. If you have any questions about that, reach out to, your current lender of choice, or give me a call and I'll tell you more about it. So good news for home buyers. Lots of good home buying tips. So, Adam, when we buy the house, then we got to inspect it. And we've talked about inspection, but, the radon, when you ask clients about radon, you probably get the deer in the headlights look, right? Like, what the heck is radon? So what give us a little, what is radon and what does it do?
It's the second leading cause of lung cancer in this country, after cigarettes, for people who smoke. For people who don't smoke, it's the leading cause.
Okay.
So, and it is, it does have to do with the geology underneath the Earth's crust. So there's maps. There's one, like if you Google EPA radon, you can get a map. It's a map of the whole entire country, and it shows you the hot zones. And it's where you would think it would be. I mean, if you remember back to being in school and your physical science classes and stuff like that, you know, talking about mountains and rocks and whatnot, that's where you learned about radon. A lot of people forgot about that. So, but no, it happens in the mountain ranges more often than not. I mean, like,
okay,
I talked to a guy that was from France the other day. He said, "Man, I didn't have any idea what it was until I moved here." But in Italy, I know it can be higher because of the mountains and whatnot. So it's in the Earth's crust because it's in the rock. So what it does is it's lighter than air. It comes up out of the ground, and you can be standing outside right now. I mean, we're breathing it right now, breathing it in this building right now. Breathing it outside, but it is so dissipated with all the other elements that make up the air we breathe. Mm-hmm. So you have oxygen and, you know, hydrogen and helium and other things in the air that we're breathing in. So, you know, it dissipates when it's out there. So it becomes a problem in these tight houses or where it's very hot, like it's very prominent underneath the Earth's crust. There's parts of town to where I can tell you. I mean, like if you go up to Mainville, just about every house you measure is going to be high.
Really?
I don't know. It just is what it is, man.
Okay, because there aren't really, like, so when you talk about mountainous regions, I mean, you talk about Cincinnati, you're thinking of, like, well, over here, like going up the Price Hill incline over here in Mount Adams, you know, some of those higher elevation areas around.
All up through, like from like northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
All the way up through. But you got to think, this is like the most western part of the Appalachian Mountains. Like it ends out around like Peebles and Seaman.
Yeah, that is true. Correct.
So that's physically, that's only 30 miles, 40 miles away, maybe 50, the way a bird flies.
Sure.
I mean, it takes about an hour to drive there on 32, you know, on, you know, 275. Anyway, if you get out there around Serpent Mound, that's when it really starts to become the true foothills of the Appalachian. So,
okay.
As that stuff comes up out of the rock, like this is the edge of it. But like it's prominent over in West Virginia as well.
Absolutely. Coal mines and everything else in there. Oh, absolutely.
So there's hot zones all through there. There's hot zones out west too. Like, you know, when you get out to the Rockies. But either way, what makes it an issue in homes is the fact that when you have a basement, a slab, every time I hear a real estate agent tell their client that they don't need a radon, or they tell me that their client doesn't need a radon because there's a walkout basement or the house is built on a slab or whatever, like it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Like I'm telling you, construction style means nothing. What the only constants, and they're not even constants, it's just more often than not that I find less radon in a certain type of construction. It's homes that are built on stone foundations, which usually those are already drafty homes anyway with wood windows.
Well, that's true. Right.
And they're not good windows, and they're
plus
poorly
they're over
insulated.
100 years old.
Absolutely. So stone foundations and homes on crawl spaces because they have the crawl space with vents, with ventilation. So the crawl space vents, you get cross ventilation through the house underneath the house, so it's less likely to become concentrated in the living space above that crawl space if it's ventilated.
Right.
It's not always, though. I have measured crawl spaces that were, or homes that were built on crawl spaces that were high, and I've measured homes on stone foundations that were high.
Okay.
But the problem is that radon gets concentrated in the house, and at the lowest level, whether it be a basement or the first floor, whatever it is, it's more concentrated there than it is on the second floor and so on and so forth.
Okay.
It dissipates as it gets up out of the Earth's crust. So those homes that have those high concentrations, those are the ones that need the mitigation system so it can depressurize the house and give radon a better pathway out. That's literally all it is. So and people are like, oh, it's got – I hear people say all the time, the home's got a mitigation system. I don't need a radon test. I'm like, okay, that's fine with me. They said, well, it's got the thing on the side. It shows it's working, right? I'm like, yeah, but I don't know what your measurement is because the YouTube only shows vacuum pressure on the side of it. The manometer with the blue or the red liquid in it, that just shows vacuum pressure.
Yeah, it doesn't actually show what
the
your
reading is.
What, yeah, exactly.
What your level of radon is. So,
and it usually takes, what, like 24 hours to determine what your radon level is inside your house?
48 is 48? What the rule is. Like, long-term testing can be 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, usually for those, it's like charcoal canisters or I'm not authorized to use charcoal. I use continuous monitors, but so you know that kind of stuff you can do long term testing. It's absolutely much more accurate. But for real estate transactions, 48 hours, 2 days.
Well, and that's something that I would always recommend, especially if you are a family, you know, with young children or any children for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, radon. Even it's an odorless.
Yeah,
colorless,
you have no idea.
Gas, you have no idea if you're ingesting
it. It's not like natural gas or anything, but I about the construction style, I measured a slab in Oxford one time that was in the 30s.
Whoa!
A slab. So every time you hear somebody say, oh, well, it's got a basement or a walkout or it's on a slab, we don't...
It doesn't matter.
It makes no difference, man.
Well, Adam, I tell you what, how can folks reach out to you? I mean, if they want to get an inspection of their home or if they want to find out if they have radon in their home, where can they reach you?
They can give me a call or a text at 513-802-3164. We have a few time slots left this week for inspections, and then we're going to be looking at the following week after that. But that phone number, 513-802-3164, would be fantastic. Email me, too. adam@areawidehomeinspection.com.
Awesome. Well, folks, wanted to just say thanks again for listening in. Adina, thanks for calling, and congratulations. Your $25 will be coming out to you tomorrow or sometime during the week. And next weekend will be kind of a break for me because I've got my first golf outing. So just wanted to give everyone a heads up for that. But everyone, have a great weekend. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll see y'all very soon. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.